O my soul, come not thou into their secret. Unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God. I am the Lord. For I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. And Balak said unto Balaam, Did I not earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not unto me? Am I not able indeed to promote thee to honor? Therefore now flee thou to thy place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor. But lo, the Lord hath kept thee back from honor. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and to make thee high above all nations which he hath made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken. And she said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kedesh. But the olive tree said unto them, Should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, What is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass we may do thee honor? Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me for ever. But now the Lord saith, Be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Then he said, I have sinned. Yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord thy God. And I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight, and of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor. And the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanan their lord, Thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Hath not David rather sent his servants unto thee to search the city, and to spy it out, and to overthrow it? And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. What can David speak more to thee for the honor of thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant. The children of Ammon said to Hanan, Thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Are not his servants come unto thee for to search, and to overthrow, and to spy out the land? Wherefore Hanan took David, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. And God said to Solomon, Because of this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab.
And they withstood Azaiah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Azaiah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver, and for gold, and for precious stones, and for spices, and for seals, and for all manner of pleasant jewels. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the sons of David. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. And Manasseh his son reigned in his stead.
And he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom, and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. When the king's decree which he shall make shall be published throughout all his empire, for it is great, all the wives shall give to their husbands honor, both to great and small. The king said, What honor and dignity hath been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, There is nothing done for him. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, What shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? And Haman answered the king, For the man whom the king delighteth to honor, and let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of the one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with all whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor. Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, Thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. His sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not. And they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth, and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. To execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Before destruction the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor.
By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. As he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come.
A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease.
Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Wherefore the Lord said, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, and it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards in great honor. Therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. O thou King, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom, and majesty, and glory, and honor. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably, and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver, and with precious stones and pleasant things. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name? And ye say, Wherein have we despised thy name? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country, and in his own house. For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Thou knowest the commandments, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. Thou knowest the commandments, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. I receive not honor from men.
How can ye believe which receive honour one of another, and seek not the honour that cometh from God only? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honour my Father, and ye do dishonour me. Jesus answered, If I honour myself, my honour is nothing. It is my Father that honoureth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honour. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honour and immortality, eternal life. But glory, honour, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honour and another unto dishonour? Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honour preferring one another. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honour to whom honour. And those members of the body which we think to be less honourable, upon these we bestow more abundant honour, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honour to that part which lacked, by honour and dishonour, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. Honour thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will-worship and humility in neglecting of the body, not in any honour to the satisfying of the flesh, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honour. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. Honour widows that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honour, especially they who labour in the word and doctrine. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count to their own masters worthy of all honour, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honour and power everlasting. Amen. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honour and some to dishonour. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honour, sanctified and meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honour, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honour than the house. And no man taketh his honour unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Honour all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God, honour the King. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honour unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. For he received from God the Father honour and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And when those beasts give glory and honour and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honour and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honour and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever, saying, Amen. Blessing
and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen.
And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it.
And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it,